You know, have you ever known somebody, you talk to them, and they're always talking about, you know, they want something, and but it's always someday. Someday I'll get it. You know, someday I'll be successful. And if you ask them what they're doing today, they say, well, I'm just waiting for my opportunity. Or they say, I'm waiting on the Lord. Nobody ever waits on the Lord. The Lord's waiting on you to do what he told you to do in the Word. Amen? You know, people that don't expect anything don't ever get anything. You know, what you're doing today, say today, get you ready for the blessings of tomorrow. If you aren't gaining wisdom and knowledge today, you're not going to be ready for the increase that's coming your way. If you're not feeding on God's word today, none of his blessings will be there tomorrow. You know, too many people are infected with someday-itis. And the only cure for that is to focus on the possibilities of today. 2 Corinthians 6:2, and we all know this. I'm going to read it from several translations. Says, for God says, at just the right time I heard you on the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. That's the NLT. Philippians says, for God's word is, I am in an acceptable time I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. Now is the acceptable time. This is the very day of salvation. The Message version says, God reminds us, I heard you when you called in the nick of time. The day you needed me, I was there to help. Well, now is the right time to listen. The day to be helped. The Voice says, for God says through Isaiah, when the time was right, I listened to you. That day you were delivered, I was there. I was your help. Look now at the time is right. See the day of deliverance. Today. Today. I want you to get a hold of that. Today. Today. Today is the day that God will help us. Today is the day to receive God's blessings. You know, before the cars were like they were with all the fuel injection and all the computers and all that, I used to work on my own car. Even when I was traveling on the road with Dad in the 70s, I worked on the motorhome. I worked on his car. I changed the oil. I changed the plugs and the points. And none of you younger people even know anything about points or plugs or distributors, how to advance the timing or decrease the timing. But, you know, if your car, I mean, it was running, but it just, I mean, you could tell it wasn't running right. Well, you start checking different things. And usually you can tell, it's sort of spitting, sputtering around, and you say, wait a minute. That's a carburation problem. So you get your screwdriver, and you start adjusting on the air intake or the flow, or one of the head screws there, you can adjust them. And as you tune those things in, that motor just smooths out. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Say, I got some old guys in here then. Hey, when my dad finally was able to get me a car my senior year in high school in December 1957, I graduated in May of 58. And he said, son, this is all I can do for you. And he handed me the keys and a toolbox. Anybody else that way? I had that little 53 Plymouth apart from the front to the back by the time I got rid of it. But I learned to work on a car. I had no money to fix it, so I'd fix it myself. And, you know, we need to sometimes make small adjustments. That's what I was driving at in our lives for today. Too many people waiting for someday. Someday. Tomorrow I'll get it. Did you know there is no tomorrow? Because tomorrow will be today. Come on now. So we need to live in the today. Benjamin Disraeli, he was, for you that don't know, he was a great English politician, prime minister. And he said this, every man crucifies himself between two thieves, the regrets of yesterday and the fear of tomorrow. You can't afford to remain in the regrets of the past, nor can you live in the expectation of the fear of what will happen tomorrow. You live in the present. You focus on the now. You take advantage of today. You know, remember, I don't know, maybe y'all are different than me, but my mom, she'd say, Ken, come here. And if I was doing something, go on doing what I was doing. But when she said, come here now, I was moving in a hurry. I got any friends with me? I knew now meant get in action now. You see, this is the day the Lord has made. Psalms 118:24. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Everybody, a lot of times you hear people talk about the good old days. They talk about yesteryear. Well, I sometimes wonder when I hear somebody say that, you know, there's a whole lot more modern conveniences today than there was when I was a teenager in the 50s. Hello? We didn't have no microwave. You know, it's great to have the memories of yesterday, but you can't live there. You got to live in today. You know, when I was growing up, go to church, people say, someday in the sweet by and by, it's going to happen. You know, God's word says today, not someday, today. We need to realize that God has planned, designed, and filled every day with the good to his benefits for us today. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of healing. Today is the day of deliverance. Today is the day of protection and safety. Today is the day to overcome. Today is the day of provision. Today is the day of favor. Today is the day of success. We need to focus on the possibilities of today from the Word of God and in the natural. What I'm talking about can be used in the natural and in our spiritual side. You know, we need to learn to obey God's Word, not go against it. Hebrews 3:13 NLT says, I'll wait a minute and let you turn there. Some of you are finding it in your Bible. I see some of you with your Bibles. I see some of you with the iPad, some of you with your phones. All right. Everybody there? I'm reading from the New Living. You must warn each other every day while it is still today, so none of you will be deceived by sin and hardened against God. For if we're faithful to the end, trusting God just as firmly as when we first believe, we will share all that belongs to Christ. Remember what it says. Today, when you hear his voice, don't harden your heart as Israel did when they rebelled. And who was it who rebelled against God? Even though they heard his voice, wasn't it the people Moses led out of Egypt? And who made God angry for 40 years? Wasn't it the people who sinned, whose corpse lay in the wilderness? And to whom was God speaking when he took an oath that they would never enter his rest? Wasn't it the people who disobeyed him? So we see that because of their unbelief, they were not able to enter into his rest or enter into his blessing, you might say. He told Israel to go and possess the promised land, and they refused to go in because of their unbelief. They literally hardened their hearts against what God said. They literally said, I know God said it, but we're not doing it. I mean, that's the way we would say it in today's world. And Joshua and Caleb tried to persuade them. They did everything they could to persuade them. They could not be persuaded to do what God had told them that he would to do. They died in the wilderness, never entering the promised land, because they didn't believe. Did you know that there are many people that become born again, become Christians and even spirit-filled Christians that never entered the promised land? Now, what's our promised land? The promises of God's word, what God says in this word. You know, that when they were there, at the river to go in, that was the time that they should have gone in and possessed the promised land. You know, on their tombstones, it could read, we didn't believe God, so we died in the wilderness. You can either choose to believe the word of God and enjoy the blessings, and the benefits of the word of God, or you can choose not to and still go to heaven. But I'll tell you what. When he says today is the day to hear God's word, today is the day to believe him, I'm going that direction. You know, some people, they say, well, God tells them to move. They say, well, I'll do it later and when it's more convenient. Some people miss out on a blessing because they're not in the right place at the right time. God been directing them, but I can't do it today. I'll do it tomorrow. You know, I know of an individual that the Lord was directing them to go talk to their neighbor. And they said, okay, I'll do it tomorrow. I'm busy. Well, the neighbor died that night. See, we got to learn. Today is the day to do what God says to do. Not tomorrow, not when it's inconvenient for you. Many people are missing opportunities because they're waiting for a convenient time. Unbelief today will affect your today the next day. Now we say tomorrow, but really, tomorrow never comes, because when tomorrow gets here, it's today. I want y'all to get a hold of the point. Today. Turn to somebody and say, today. See, today is the day that God wants to help you. Today is the day that God has for you. Now, I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 6:2 from the English, New English Bible. It's an older copy, not very many of them around. It says, in the hour of my favor, I gave heed to you. On the day of deliverance, I came to your aid. The hour of favor has now come. Now I say this day, has the day of deliverance to dawn. The day of deliverance is today. Today is the right time to experience everything that God has provided for you. Today. Now I realize this is sort of a little simple thing, but it's something that we need to get a hold of, because sometimes we get to looking out here when we need to be concentrating on today. Do you realize what you do today affects what you will do when the next day comes, which will be another today? Every today affects the next day. What you do today will put you instead for your day tomorrow. Or today, as we would call it. Today. Say it. Today is the right time. Today, as we live for God, it has great value. We're always talking about the value of our cars and value of our property and value of what we're worth, our value. And in the last part there here of 1 Timothy 4:8, it says, godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and that which is to come. Living a godly life today is valuable and profitable for your future. Focus on living godly today and enjoy God's promises every today. You know, I don't know whether they do it much anymore or not. I don't hear a lot of it, but I do hear some. But used to hear people saying, oh, I'm just a poor old beggar wandering through the heat and the cold, traveling through this life of tears and sorrow. But when it's all over and I'm on the other side, it'll be different. There's a great day coming. And they used to sing a song. There's a great day coming. There's a great day coming. I don't know the rest of it. My wife probably does. She knows all them old songs. But hey, today is a great day. Because God said, today is the day I will bless you. You know, I realize there's a great day coming, and I'm glad of it. But I'm not in that great day yet. I'm in today. I want to see what God has for to me today, right now. You know? Now is the time. You know, we live in the present. The life is now his. You know, now is faith. Now is, that's a present tense. You know, some people want to give you the impression that all that God has promised is in the next life. But if you'll read the word, you'll find out that we have a promise of life today. As the old saints and years ago, back in the 40s, 30s and 40s, they used to say, hey, I want some heaven down here to go to heaven in. You know, everybody always talking about something out here somewhere. Hey, I'm not out there. I'm here. I'm right here today. So, I'm going to exercise faith in God's word today. And I'm not going to be like those those children of Israel didn't enter into rest because their today came and they didn't take advantage of it. Our today has come. When we are born again, become a part of the family of God, it become our today came into existence to possess every promise in this book. See, we used to sing a song, every promise in the book is mine. Every jot, every tittle, every line or something. I don't know. I can't remember, but I know one thing. I know my today is the day that I'm going to claim every promise. And my today is every day. Because today is every day. Today is the time to exercise your faith. Today will prepare us for the next day. And what you do that day will prepare you for the next day. And what you do that day will prepare you for the next day. If you're ever going to accomplish anything or receive any of the promises of God, now is the time, today is the time to start doing it. Today is your opportunity to step into what God has planned for you. Every day is your today. Turn to your neighbor and say, every day is your today. To receive the promises of God. Half of you got it, half of you didn't, so we'll go on. Faith today will have you walking in the promises of God tomorrow. You see, the Israelites did not mix faith with what God said. They stayed in unbelief and they didn't enter into the promised land. Mix the faith with God's word and enter into your rest. Today is the day to believe what God said. Today is the day to speak what God said. Today is the day to act on what God said. Now, there's a lot of people that are speaking and believing, but there are a lot of people not acting. Like the old boy said, I believe what the word of God says about God's going to bless me. I'm speaking his word on blessing. I happen to know he wasn't giving anything in any offering. Wasn't paying his tithes. And I said, isn't there another thing? You're speaking and you're believing the word, but you're not acting.
Well, what are you talking about? What do you mean?
I said, the word says that you're to give and he'll give back to you.
Oh, I'm not interested in that.
That's the way some people are. They're only interested in what they can do without doing it, what they can receive without doing anything. You know, there's a lot of people that like a better lot in life, but they're not willing to do what is necessary to get there. They're not willing to learn. They're not willing to work. You know, man, when I was in the summertime, I was in Bible school. I came home. Hey, I got to get some money. So I got the lawnmower, started up down the street, talked to Mr. Jones, Miss Davis, and see if they wanted a yard mowed. Then I talked to somebody about something. They said, you know, I'm looking for somebody to paint my house. Here I am. See, it's one thing to sit around and believe God, and, oh, Lord's going to bless, believe my. He said he'd bless what you put your hand to. Today is the day to put your hand to something. Today it's possible for you to live in the full measure of what God said. The last part of John 10:10 says, and NLT says, my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. The NIV says, I've come that they might have life and have it to the full. This is the day as God has made for you to have a full and satisfying life. Today, you walk in the light of God's word and positions you for your day the next day. Today, every promise in the word of God is available to you today. Today, knowing what we have in Christ will help us to understand what belongs to us today. Too many people don't understand what they really have in Christ when they become born again. Knowing what the word says belongs to us will help us to know how to believe God today. Knowing what God says that he has already given us, all we have to do is possess it. He told them he's going to give them the promised land, but they had to possess it. There's some people sitting around in their easy chair saying, Lord, bless me. Lord, bless me. I need this. I need that and the other. And they're expecting somebody to walk up and knock on the front door and just give it all to them. I told one guy one day, I said, you ever read the Bible?
Oh, I read all the time.
I said, did you ever read in there? He wasn't working. He's just believing God for everything. I said, did you ever? And he was talking about he didn't have any food in the house, blah, 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 blah. I said, did you ever read in there where Paul said, if you don't work, you don't eat? I said, go to work and you'll have food.
Oh, no, I'm believing God.
I said, okay, then starve to death. You know, this has just been something that, you know, I just thinking about, and it's sort of simple, really, but it has a whole lot of truth to it. Anybody getting a hold of that? Yeah. You know, we need to adopt some attitudes. I know a lot of times people say, well, they got an attitude. Well, they may have a wrong attitude, but there's good attitudes. I just want to mention three attitudes that I think you need to get a hold of for today. Live life with a first day attitude. You say, what in the world do you mean by that? Remember your first car? How excited you were. Remember you that are parents, remember when your first child was born. Remember when you started out in life, how high your expectation was, things. Living life with a first day attitude, you will have no regrets. Some people, they start out living life with a first day attitude, but then it wanes off and they end up with regrets. But if you live the life with the excitement of a first day, every day is the first day of your life. Every day is your First, today. Keep that excitement. Keep that. And I could go into talking about marriage here and love in your personal relationship with your spouse. Keep that excitement. Hello. Keep that same excitement when you first got saved and born again. How many of you remember how excited you were? If you're not careful, you can lose that excitement, but you don't need to. You need to keep that excitement. You need to keep that attitude. All right, I got to hurry. Number two, live life with a last day attitude or like there was no tomorrow, no next day. An attitude of urgency. You know, it's often said, and people have said it many, many times, if you knew you only had 24 hours to live, what would you do? One person said, why don't you write a list of what you would do if you only had 24 hours to live, and then just do that every day. Live that way every day. Interesting thought. I can see some of your wheels are turning. Hello. An attitude of as if there is no another today. This is the last day it is. If you live your life that way, you'll be ready for the next today. It's getting quiet in here now. Number three, I'm talking about. Live a life of today I can attitude. Today I can do what God said. Today I can have what God said. Today I can be raised up into who God said I am. Today I can live a full and satisfying life. Today I can live in victory. Maintaining an attitude like that. I can. My wife's favorite scripture, and I quote it myself all the time. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. That's not my favorite scripture, but it's one that I've used many, many times. Somebody says, Hagin, can you do this? Yeah, I can. If you're going to get ahead, you got to believe you can. I was asked that one time. The day that I was supposed to be there the next day to do that job, I went and figured out how to do it. Talked to some people that I knew, went to the library at the college, and I was ready the next day. I'd never done it before. When I sat down to start Rhema, my degree was in theology and Bible. I don't know nothing about courses and education. But they said, you can't do it. I said, I can. I can do it. How are you going to do it? I said, I'm going to sit down with my Bible, my handbook, and I'm going to, from my college, and a piece of paper, or 8.5 by 11, one of them yellow sheets, and I said, I'm going to put it together. Oh, you can't do it. I said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Oh, but that's spiritual, brother. No, it's not. It's all things. It doesn't say all spiritual things. It said all things. I've always said you got to believe you can before you can. I've heard my daddy tell people, my father, Kennedy Hagin, in case you don't know who he is, he'd tell people, see yourself healed, even before he even prayed for him. Focus on the possibilities of today, not on someday. Today is the day the Lord has made. Today is the day to step into every promise. Today is the day to step in the possibilities that are there for us in the Word of God. Today is the day for you to have victory. Today is the day to move from defeat to victory. Today is the day to move from being a nobody to being a somebody, because God says that's who you are. You're his child. In Jesus' name, Father, we simply just reminded these people, today is the day to receive. Today is the day to get all the blessings that you've given to them. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Stand up, please. Did you get anything out of this little talk tonight? You know, on Wednesday night, I like to try to help you in both spiritually and naturally. Well, when are you going to receive? When are you going to have all the promises of God? Today. And tomorrow will be another today. And the next day will be another today. And the next day will be another today. So always live in today. And you'll see that God will bless you with everything that he has said in his word. Because today is the day to receive. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.